Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This is Rick Sanchez, and you're listening to Zero Dark Nerdy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast.
The filthiest of the filthy!
Brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network and betonline.ag, home to all your sports gambling needs. This is your boy Brian, a.k.a. El Nino, and today I'm joined with...
Mateo, the keeper of obscure yet irrelevant references.
And Jadon, a.k.a. the Trivia King of Greensboro.
There we go.
You need a commercial.
The Trivia King of Greensboro.
Like you're trying to sell a couch or something.
So I get the
car
best,
lot.
I get the best table.
Jerry Edmonds.
He's insane. Sorry.
He's crazy, more annoying than Kevin Powell.
You mean crazy Kevin Powell?
Yeah. God, okay.
Happy New Year out there, everybody. We're going to have a little bit of fun on this episode like we always do. It just kind of came to us. Matthew and Jerry brought up some very solid points. We love Funko Pops. You love them. We love them. We have yet to do an episode on them. So we're going to give you, it could be a mini episode. This could go on for an hour. Who knows? We're just going to wing it.
There are a lot of pops.
There are a lot of pops. They've been around for a minute. Obviously very prevalent to what we talk about here in terms of just pop culture, everything and all things entertainment. So just going to kind of go over maybe how we got into it. Some of our favorites, maybe some holy grails. And just go from there. We'd love to get some feedback from you. Be sure to check out our social medias, Zero Dark Nerdy, as well as our website. Let us know some of your favorite Funko Pops. Send us some pictures. We'll be sure to put them up on the website and go from there.
Jerry, what's your favorite pop that you own?
There we go.
I do remember that first New York Comic Con that I went to with you guys. Mm-hmm. I went a little overboard. I was like, ooh, like that one. And I had a job, like, it was great. And I actually ended up shipping stuff home. I bought so many.
Word.
I remember picking up original Magneto when I was there, like, just comic accurate.
The red and purple?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one was really fun. And my favorite one that I have, are we talking normal sized? Or just any.
Your favorite.
Yeah, just favorite in general.
I hold this one dear. It's because I bought it and he wasn't that popular. Mm-hmm. And as his popularity has grown, the value of this pop has grown too. And so I picked up I don't know what convention exclusive it was, but it has the main convention sticker on it. Taika Waititi.
Nice.
Director pop. He's in his... onesie, his little pineapple onesie.
Mm-hmm.
And his star is skyrocketing right now from What We Do in the Shadows to Mandalorian. He was the voice on. He's doing a lot of stuff. Thor movies.
I watched Suicide Squad the other day for whatever reason. Because it's HBO Max and it was there. And I just smile every time I see him as Ratcatcher's dad. It's so nice. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy.
Yep.
He did that show on Hulu about the reservation dogs. Yep. Did you see that?
Yeah.
It was so good. In fact, Echo's dad in the show is one of the main characters on Reservation Dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy's awesome. Yeah. He was in Westworld too.
Yes.
BetOnline.ag has you covered in 2022 and remains your number one spot for all basketball and football action this season, with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Head to the new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your bonus. That's BLEAV 50. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2022 season. BetOnline.ag is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, it's where the game starts.
Another really good one that I have is, I actually found this in the Walgreens next to my house for, and it was on clearance. It was a big two pack. It was Hulk smashing Loki from the first Avengers, where he's slamming him into the ground.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And I adore that one. I got it super cheap too. And now it's maybe $100.
I was going to say the two packs to me seem like they are way more valuable than a lot of them.
Yeah. I mean, if it's something that's, you know, people like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to get a couple two packs from like FYE, mm-hmm. and including this like Sting and Lex Luger one for $5.
Is it Surfer Sting?
It's Surfer Sting too. And it's like
before the Crow era.
Right. Yeah. And it's, you know, anywhere from like $30 to $75 online. So those are always my favorite is those little Funko Pop steals that you could find.
Yeah.
Oh, didn't I give you that one? The Wendy Peppercorn and Squints Palodorus.
It was either you or Jerry. It was one of you two.
But that was a good double.
But no, because I got I got Tom and John Ralphio
from
Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, I did hook up both of you.
Treat yourself. Those.
That's right.
So I have an original, because they make different versions of characters sometimes, but I have the original Louise from Bob's Burgers. With she's holding Coochie Kobe.
What's that worth? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't think that's jumped up significantly.
How many do you have signed?
Over six or seven I have signed. I have a Sean Gunn, which is James Gunn's brother, who did all the motion capture for Rocket. And he was Kraglin, one of the Ravagers in Guardians. I have his Kraglin Funko Pop signed by Sean Gunn. Jason Mewes, I have his signature. That's Jay? From Jay and Silent Bob on his.
Is that a two-pack?
No, Tupac. That was just the one. Who else? Giancarlo Esposito just recently.
Yeah.
My Gus Fring with half his face blown off.
Oh, that's pop. The best one.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That is a regret of mine that I did not get that one.
I got Jonah Ray, who's like he's a comedian, and he was like with Nerdist and Chris Hardwick for a while. And so I got one of these talking dead Chris Hardwick Funko Pops.
Oh, nice.
They but did
I,
that?
Yeah. But then I got Jonah Ray to sign it and talk shit on it.
Nice.
So yeah, that was really fun. Yeah.
Fuck Chris Hardwick.
Who else did I get? I remember getting one from Chris, the guy that does Beast Boy.
Oh, shit. I didn't know what that was. I'm sorry. I was trying to look up like the first ever Funko Pop, but that was not successful.
Apparently, we were just on the train to Hogwarts.
Craig Sykes, right?
But no, I got his.
Just on the train to Hogwarts. This is what we do here at Zero Dark.
You went there.
I'm not even going to edit.
I thought it was
shit.
Home Alone. I don't know. That's what
I didn't know what was going on. These guys are both looking at me, and I was like, oh, shit. I guess that's my phone.
But
Salud.
I went to Toy Tokyo and met him and got that sign and then immediately sold it maybe 6 months later. It was great. it was worth the hour wait.
Right. I think I remember you posting video of that too. That was a hell of a line out in front of Toy Tokyo.
Yeah, that's a fun place. They had that original Biggie Pop, like the really old one, the first one.
With the yellow jersey?
Yeah, it's behind the glass. No. This was before. This is in like the very first one they did. He was in like a white tux or something.
Oh, yeah. You can't find that one.
It was behind glass for sure. Oh, God. A lot of that shit, they just have displays. You can't buy it. Mm-hmm. But they do have a lot of cool stuff you can buy.
Sky's the limit. My sister got me the Biggie with the black coat and the Timbs and the cane.
That one?
We are literally in the den of Funko. Yeah. Yes, that one actually, yes. So I put him in my case next to Optimus Prime.
Nice. So what are some of your highlights, Matthew, as far as your personal collection?
You know, I try to get a lot of good horror ones.
Okay.
Or like bad guy, villains.
Yeah.
I really like my...
Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman. Mm-hmm. Patrick Bateman.
And do you have the bloody one? You have the...
I don't.
Yeah, me either.
I don't. There was a point where they were like... giving both on Funko's website. Like you buy one and you get the variant too. But I never bothered with it.
I didn't find that one.
I didn't bother with it. I have better memories of you being dressed up like that with the blood splatter.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't need that.
Bringing in a real axe on Halloween. Yeah, he did. Well, Jerry doesn't play when it comes to Halloween costumes.
I mean, it had to be, authentic. Movie accurate.
Yes, movie accurate.
Haven't seen that axe since.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was fake blood.
Yeah. He's like Creed in the office. Oh, today's Halloween?
No, I had the little rubber thing on the edge of it.
He did.
And I only went to bars where I knew I could get away with it. Yeah. Where
everybody knows your name.
Yeah. We weren't in a new city trying this.
Right.
Is that an axe on your shoulder?
Yeah, him with the axe.
Movie prop.
Yeah.
Movie prop.
I like horror ones. I've got some. Here's a debate. I like to open them.
Okay.
And display them.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if it's a big deal, I'll get two.
Right.
And I just got my brother this one for Christmas because he saw mine. He was like, oh my God, I want this. Eeyore.
Okay.
Flocked. My flocked Eeyore. He's like, you can see him. And my mom was at my place like a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and it was already displayed. And she's like, oh, look, it's you.
Whoa.
I said, huh? Mm. Your Eeyore. That's you. I'm like, damn. Thanks, mom. Like,
wow.
I mean, you're right, but chill. Like, it's me for me. Like, right. I don't need anybody else to get that shit.
Right.
But when my brother saw it, he celebrated it. He was like, oh my God. I said, no, man, it's me. That's why I got it. That's why
get out of here. It's me.
So I got him one for Christmas, and it's fuzzy. And then he put it up against your face. It's very flocked. My horror ones, I guess, would be Patrick Bateman. I got
Yugi.
Go-Go Yubari. Go-Go Yubari. Which, if you try to get that shit now, it's like $80, $70. Yeah, and then there's a bloody variant of her. With just the blood coming down from her eyes.
Okay.
Like when she got hit.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Any Tarantino one's super high.
Super expensive. Oh, the Bride. The Bride, when they actually had one at Sailfish recently. Yeah. And it was like over $100.
You know, now that you mention it, are there any Django Funko
models? No. I don't think they made any Django ones.
Yeah, no, but if they did.
They made Pulp Fiction. They made Kill Bill.
Right.
Reservoir Dogs, no? They made Reservoir Dogs.
I don't know. Definitely not any Jackie Browns that I can remember. No. No Django.
No Inglorious Bastards. Yeah. No. Did they make Hateful Eight ones?
I don't think they did.
They might have. I think they did. Might
have. What was all...
I definitely think
Eagle's
they had...
name in the movie?
I think they did have some of those.
I'm going to look this shit up.
My big black dingus.
Dude, I was watching that on a plane. And this old lady is like, I'm scared to even look at her. Like, I hope not. I hope she was sleeping. I was too ashamed to look.
Yeah, from what I can see online, Pulp Fiction. And I'm going
to check Pinterest real quick, too.
And don't worry, we're going to edit
this
shit.
There's no Reservoir Dogs?
Actually, they do have Hateful Eight. So they have Pulp Fiction, including Tarantino himself as Jimmy.
Oh, my God. I want that so bad.
With
the
mug and
shit? With the coffee mug.
Yeah, okay.
And they do have the ones from Kill Bill, and then they do have a couple from The Hateful Eight.
What are The Hateful Eight ones?
It is Wild Bill. Is that?
That's Ego. What is his name?
Yes, Kurt Russell.
Yeah, him.
Kurt Russell, Samuel Jackson's character. The chick, can't remember her name. And then I believe...
Domergue. Daisy Domergue.
And then the one character that our boy from Righteous Gemstones played, Walton Coggins.
Oh. Yeah.
I always forget he's in that and Django.
He's great.
Yeah.
I've got Pet Sematary. What's the kid's name?
Gage
mm-hmm. and the cat.
And
they
the
came
cat.
Together.
Nice.
I got that. I keep it in a box. I don't display that one. And I also have like a, in any collection, like my vinyl, I got a bunch of fucking Frank Sinatra. That's my thing. I got to complete that mission.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm working on Wonder Woman.
Okay.
So I've got, but none of that, that's the thing. I'll get picky with it. Like I don't want that movie shit.
Right. You know? Right.
I got the like
the old school as well
Flashpoint
as
Flashpoint Paradox Wonder right. Woman with the crown, Mirror's crown, and his sword.
I was about to say the one that I would want, other than your Galactus, your giant fucking Galactus one you have. The one that I would want out of your collection is your Flashpoint Joker.
Martha Wayne
as Joker.
I picked that shit up. I found that on Facebook Marketplace for $8, and I had to meet a guy on AutoZone.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
You want to make sure it's a neutral spot out there.
No, he was working.
Okay.
I got to work today, but if you want to come get it. And I did.
Even better. Wow. Yep. That way you know where he works.
Yeah. Yeah. This shit ain't real. No, Martha Wayne. Yeah, that was a Hot Topic exclusive.
That's a really good one.
Actually, all the Flashpoint ones were, because I also have Wayne.
Yeah, Batman. Thomas.
Thomas Wayne. But with the red eyes.
Yeah. Shit. See, if for those of you that don't know the Flashpoint story, what happened was instead of the parents getting killed, it was Bruce Wayne that got killed.
Yes.
Right? And so his father became Batman and his mother became the Joker. And so that, wrap your head around that concept.
Dun, dun, dun.
And cool. even in the movie, it's just for a split second, but the way they did it, it's like,
Yeah.
Oh man, I want to see more of that.
Yeah.
So Martha Wayne as the Joker, because they killed her kid.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Brian, I would take the one that you just got from Saba.
Big thank you to Ryan Saba and betting against my Philadelphia Eagles this year. We had a bet at the beginning of the season.
Ooh.
The over/under on Eagles wins this year was 6 games. I could see that. We only won 4 games last year. Brand new coach. Pretty much a relatively new quarterback, new system, whole 9 yards. I had the utmost confidence, new girl. utmost confidence in my Philadelphia Eagles. Even though they got their butts kicked with pretty much the B squad last night against Dallas, we already clinched a playoff spot, 9-7 this year.
Mm.
So we got to the
Yep.
So the bet was whoever lost the bet would have to give up either their best or second best Funko. I was really eyeballing. He's got one of the, it's more than a 10 inch. It's like pretty much like the 1 foot Mandalorian in the Baskar, all that shit. Mm. And he's like, come on, man, you can't do that to me. I was like, okay, I get it. So I was like, I've always been a big fan of Ice Cube as well as the Impalas on Switches. Mm. And he had the Ice Cube and the Impala. So thank you, Saba. So that is definitely one of my new favorite
candy
ones.
Candy green. That's a dope pop.
Oh, I love it. That one will be coming out of the box. And when I first got into it, honestly, I was like a kid in a candy store. They all came out of the box. Yeah.
But do you remember your first one?
You know, I was thinking about it as we mentioned this. I do not remember specifically what my first Funko was. I do want to say it is going to be one of these open ones here because a lot of them I cannot find the box for. Now, now even if I open it, I do keep a box and I have a bunch of empty Funko boxes in my attic. But I do want to say, I think Daryl Dixon from The Walking Dead was one of my first ones.
I like that. Hella.
Yeah, that's a bobblehead one as well as Ultron. When they do the bobblehead shit, I don't really care.
Yeah.
It's not one of those...
That Galactus is bobble.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's so weird. Some of them are bobble and some of them
are. You shouldn't do that with something that big.
Like right. So, yeah. And then, a couple of the big ones.
You had to have that Lino really early.
I did. And then just kind of looking around here too. Teen Wolf was definitely later.
Is that Jack Palance up there?
That is Jack Palance.
What?
I know Jon Snow was in my first run.
Jack Palance.
Not Jack Palance.
That's the guy from City Slickers.
not Curly.
No, the Batman movie. Yeah.
Jack Torrance. From The Shining.
Torrance. Jack Palance.
Same thing. Where did I get Palance from?
Pick up the gun. Fucking Curly from City Slickers.
Holy shit. Is he alive?
No.
No? Oh, God.
No, he's... R.I.P. to Jack. He's up there. He's up there having a drink with Betty White right now.
Oh, yeah, I bet they have more than a drink.
Oh yeah. But as mentioned, a lot of them did come out of the box, and then after a while, I love the Voltron one. That one, that one's a couple years old. But is that
like
old.
The new Voltron?
No, no. So it's
that's
not
OG
the,
Voltron.
That's the classic one.
OG Voltron. So it just kind of depends. Like Matthew, if I can double up and get a good deal on one, I'll do one out of the box, keep one in a box. Right now, we are in tight quarters in this podcast room, as much as I love it. And the fact that I have
surrounded.
Yeah, we are surrounded by Funko Pops. If anyone is ever claustrophobic of Funko Pops, they would hate this room.
I like that David with eating the maggots.
Oh, yeah, that's from you.
Is it?
Yeah, because you got me that and this record at the same time.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Cry, little sister.
So a lot of them, I think I did start off with some Batman ones, if I remember correctly. It's just, he's always been one of my first and favorite superheroes, especially growing up watching the original Batman show with my dad, Adam West. So that's why there's kind of an Adam, not an Adam West, but a Batman section up here. So I have a lot of the old school ones right over there. The original Riddler, Joker, as well as Batgirl from the TV show. And then I do like trying to collect sets. So I have like the Super Troopers, the Workaholics crew.
Nice.
Big Trouble in Little China.
I love your set of those. Those are really cool.
Yeah, Big Trouble in Little China. Big shout out to Sailfish. They had all three plus low pan for $25. And it was one of those things where I legit actually tried to be.
All of them together?
Yeah, all four.
For 25?
For 25.
Nice.
And I actually tried to walk away. And that didn't happen. The 12-year-old in me was like, turn around and go get that shit.
They gave you that. Come on.
So you do have all Super Troopers?
The main three. So yeah, Farva, Mac, as well as Ramathorn. I think that is.
Hey man, you might want to look and see if they did any. I think they might have done some exclusives. So some more Super Troopers might be out there that you don't have.
Oh, probably. But I just like that.
I think
set
they did
originally.
Beer Fest.
No, don't tell me these things. Don't fucking tell me they have Beer Fest ones. I will go buy all of them.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I got a bunch of Umbrella Academy over here. It just depends now, especially nowadays. I usually either try to purchase exclusives.
Yeah.
That's pretty much about it. My daughter just got me another Dwight Schrute. It's with the pumpkin on his head. So now I got four. I got him as Recyclops.
Yeah.
And then as... what is it? The Carrion, I think it is. The chick from Star, whatever. The Halloween costume. Then, and then as the Scranton Strangler as well. So I do like the Office ones, and it did take them a while to do it. They literally just released them about, it was the last Toy Fair I went to, actually. So about 2 years ago is right when they had the permission to start distributing the Office, and it was just your... I don't want to use the word generic, but it was just your regular characters. And now there's so many. I mean,
yeah, it's like Parks and Rec too.
Yeah. And same thing. Parks and Rec too. Now I almost got these, but again, I'm trying to hold back because I'm running out of room. They got Andy as Princess.
The FBI guy?
No, as Princess Sparkles
or
whatever.
From Fixing the Girls.
Yeah. Then Duke Silver. So I do love when they take the TV shows and don't just do the regular characters, when they bring in the characters that those characters are doing.
Yeah.
So a lot of those are a lot of my favorites.
Burt Macklin, FBI.
Yep.
I have that one.
And they have Janet Snakehole is one of my favorite ones. Yeah.
Do you have the Schrute with the face?
I do not.
Oh God, that one's good.
Yeah,
I don't have that.
That's one of my favorite scenes of all time.
I only have one Office. I have the Toby Michael 2-pack.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow.
That's the only one I have from the Office.
Nobody asked you. Shut the hell up.
Yeah.
I had to move. I have the Andy one where he's wearing the sumo suit, and I had to move that somewhere. So again, I'm running. Oh, there he is. And then that's next to my Infinity Warp. So I do like a lot of the interesting ones, but nowadays, if it's not exclusive at a reasonable price, I am a sucker for a sale. So again, big shout outs to like FYE, but most importantly, our local establishment, Sailfish Comics out there, and all the other local comic book stores as well. Sometimes on sometimes on comic book day, they've been gracious enough to also give us some for prizes for trivia and stuff like that. But, you know, on Free Comic Book Day, certain anniversaries, things like that, they do
the sale, like buy two, get one.
Right. They do buy two, get ones. Yeah. I'm a big fan of those. Anytime they're like $5 a piece, pretty much has to be like a piece of shit for me not to buy it.
What were the last two you bought?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, the last two I received, young sir, Sanka Coffee.
Yeah.
from Cool Runnings.
Love it.
Holding the egg.
Yeah.
Did he kiss his for luck?
I ain't kissing no egg.
I ain't kissing no egg.
You not dead. You dead, man?
Sanka.
Sanka Coffee. What a great name.
So great.
How did they just... John Candy, one of his, you know, final films.
Yep. Those are the only two they made is...
Sanka and
Irv Blitzer. They didn't make one with the bobsled?
Right? Oh, that makes all the sense.
Yeah.
That should be the one.
Yul Brynner. I need Yul Brynner. I see pride. I see power. I see a badass mother. Anyway.
Cool Runnings.
Cool Runnings. That was, and Blackest Night Wonder Woman, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
I pre-ordered in June.
Okay.
It's fucking with me how long it's been taking, but I had to wait for this one piece. And it's Ash from The Evil Dead.
Oh.
Bloody variant with the... He's holding the chainsaw.
Yeah.
Which it annoyed me a little bit.
Well, it's Evil Dead, though.
But yes.
Yeah.
It's... I don't think they've done any yet. And it's Ash with the blood and shit. So I got that. I got Niles Crane coming to put next to my flocked beast because it was...
That's
Frasier.
Right.
What else was it? They Live.
Okay.
They Lives. I got the alien anchor guy reading a newspaper.
Did you get the Roddy Piper one?
I did not.
Shit.
I did not. I was all out of bubblegum.
Yeah, yeah.
as you're saying that, I'm like, I'm putting this soundbite in.
I was all
There's going to be a lot of sound bites up in this motherfucker. Hey,
that fight in the alley, it was legit like 6 minutes long. But it was like awfully incredible.
Yeah.
So I got the They Live.
Well, I shut down my buying of things for a while.
The one I want from your collection?
Ooh, which one?
Actually, there's two.
Yeah.
Labyrinth.
Mm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. David Bowie from Labyrinth. Mm-hmm. You remind me of the babe. And Cosmic Ghost Rider.
That one's really cool.
It is very cool.
Does it have a baby Thanos?
Yes, it does.
Oh, shit.
And the way they did the head, it's translucent orange.
Really cool.
It's really cool.
I'm going to have to check that shit.
And it was always a sailfish every time I went until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't.
And then fucking,
I remember finding that at Hot Topic because it came out. That was another LA Comic Con. The most recent one I got was an LA Comic Con. It was the doppelganger Spider-Man that I went specifically to get because I've always loved him. He's just a misunderstood character. He showed up in Infinity War in the comic version and he's just been fucking around ever since. It's not his fault.
He's bizarro.
Yeah. He's just a really evil looking Spider-Man.
He's like bizarro. Big
sharp teeth and a bunch of arms.
And dumb.
And then the last one before that I made sure to get was when Loki, the show was on, I got the classic Loki where he's like standing like that.
Nice. With his, I'm just at the point now I can't tease myself anymore.
No. Like, what would you get right now?
Right now, I will say this. My one Comic-Con regret of not picking up a Funko Pop that I should have. So let's just do that.
Okay. I got one too. Go ahead.
Is the Randy Watson
Funko
Pop. It was $40.
It's like $80 now.
Oh, it's more than that. What I've seen.
Really?
It was $35 or $40 here in Durham. Big ups to Durham Comic-Con.
But at the time, $40 was still expensive.
This was a couple years ago, and I'm like, nah.
Yeah, but they only made this much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said, I'm going to hold off, and that's the one that's like my, I don't want to say holy grail. I mean, there's a lot more other ones out there.
That's a good one, though.
I got my two-pack, though, of the Funko vinyl coming to America with Prince Akeem in his McDowell's clothes with Randy Watson, and I do love that one. So that was, I made sure I picked that up at New York Comic Con, but I wish I had the Randy Watson. Standing solo Funko Pop. So that's mine.
That's your grail, you think?
Like,
it's up there.
Yeah. It's up there. I don't know many that I would be like, gosh, I really need to have that, but Randy Watson to me is just, it's those little side characters.
You're not wrong.
That I just love and adore.
Yeah.
I did some trading at the Comic-Con we were in Winston-Salem. Mm. I never would have seen it for so cheap, or I couldn't have made the deal if I wasn't there. but I got a Bender, like Bender from the Futurama line. It's the only one I have. OG Bender. Because
they only made one line, didn't they?
Yeah.
They only did that once.
Holy crap.
So I have Bender.
Nice.
And then I remember scooping up Rick James. I've got the Rick James
that
one.
I want that. I want that so bad. But there's a sparkly one too.
Oh yeah.
Like there's a sparkly Sophia.
Like a diamond
Golden Girls
edition or something.
Yeah.
Like what they did with the sparkly Prince ones.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Sky's the limit, man.
Yeah.
They're not stopping anytime soon. This ain't no fucking, you know, a lot of people compare this shit to Beanie Babies, but this is completely different.
I think we're past that now.
Yeah, we're way past. But we appreciate you guys listening in on our little Funko toy episode. We haven't done a toy episode in a while. I'm glad we did one on Funko's. Did
you
say your
favorite that you own?
I think it's definitely, you know, for two reasons. It's Ice Cube, it's the Impala, and okay. I want it off of Saba. Boom.
So, right on.
You
right
know,
on.
That's all I really got to say about it. By the way, be sure to check out the water cooler, the number one sports podcast out there on the Believe Podcast Network. So be sure to check them out. The Water Cooler, our boys, Saba and Luke, coming to you every single week. I believe they got new episodes out Wednesday. All things sports, all the time. On behalf of Matthew, Janon, this is Zero Dark Nerdy. Be sure to follow us on all social media outlets. Oh, and again, send us those pics. Hit us up on Instagram.
Yeah, what's your favorite Funko?
What are your favorite Funkos? When did you start collecting? We'd love to do, like, honestly, a little article or piece about this. We're trying to be more fan-friendly. Not that we haven't been before, but we are trying to engage a little bit more with each and every one of you out there, especially this year. So, you know, give us some feedback. Send us some pictures, information, the whole nine yards. We'd love to include you more on our website as well as social media formats. So that's going to do it for us. Sleep tight.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.